here in the locker room now, joined by quarterback Tim Tebow. Tim, big day. Talk about your initial reaction when you saw John in the building, or saw it online, or you saw it on TV, what you thought when he was named to the position.
Well, I was very excited. To have John part of this organization again, and to have him leading us, I think it's great. I think, what a better role model for me, and what a better example for me than one of the best quarterbacks ever. And so, personally, I'm very excited about it. And then also, as an organization, I think it's going to be great for us because we have such a great leader in front of us now, and I think he's going to do great things for this organization.
What do you think you can gain personally from just having him around and being around him every day, and then also the team?
Well, I think personally he'll be able to help me just as far as handling life in the NFL as a quarterback. And we've already talked several times about different issues like that, and he gives great advice. And so I'll definitely take all that to heart and listen and try to learn as much as I can. And I think a lot of guys will be able to take a lot of different things from him and a lot of advice and be able to carry that into their personal lives and in their professional lives and really be meaningful to a lot of players here.
Do you think something like the addition of John can really get everyone thinking about, TA start and get everyone back in the building?
I think so. I think it'll provide momentum. I think it'll provide a leadership aspect and a bit more passion. I think more players will be a bit more enthusiastic about coming back and being excited about next year and where this organization's headed.
A lot of people around the country either believe in me or don't believe in me. They say I can do this or I can't do this. You know what? If you want to draft me, then draft me. If you want to recruit me or you think I'm going to be a quarterback, then I will be. If not, don't talk to me, because I want someone that believes that I'm going to be a quarterback and believes that I'm going to be good at what I do.
Well, people are going to learn a lot more about you tonight with everything in between airing. Are you excited finally that it's going to be shown to everyone?
I'm very excited about it. I think it's a pretty cool piece. It's something that we definitely worked very hard at, and I think everybody's going to get an in-depth look at what it was like for me getting ready for the draft process and getting ready for the combine to my pro day to the Senior Bowl. And obviously, like I said, everything in between, and it's pretty cool to look at, and I think it'll be really cool for fans to get an inside perspective of what it's really like and behind the scenes and just look at the ups and downs of it all, and the struggles and the obstacles and overcoming that. And at the end of the day, a kid who's very passionate about playing football, trying to reach his dream of playing in the NFL.
During the season, you guys, players in the locker room, you have cameras around all the time. Probably nothing like what you experienced. What was that like, just waking up, you go to sleep, they're always there?
Well, I guess the first little bit, it was unique. But then after a while, because I had such a great relationship with Chase Hebner, who produced it and who runs Fiction, and that's why I came to an agreement with them before the Sugar Bowl last year that I would do this project, is because I had so much trust and faith in them and trusted them in their character as people. And so when we started this project, it was exciting. I was a little nervous, but as it went, I just got more and more confident about it, because it was cool and it was a really cool story. And there were a lot of ups and downs, and it was pretty dramatic, but it was awesome. And to have them around was great. And they were great friends going into it, but after it, I can say that all the guys that are involved in this project were more like best friends afterwards. And we just enjoy hanging out. And, they would put the cameras down and just hang out with us the rest of the time. That was what was also pretty cool about it.
What's finally the goal? Why'd you do it? What do you hope can come from it?
Well, there's several reasons. So many different people try to tell my story, and they've tried to tell it in so many different ways, and so many people wanted to, and they asked me, can you do Path of the Draft? Can you do these different things? And I was like, well, why don't I just do it? And then that also gives me an opportunity to tell it really how it happened and to tell my story. And that was something that I really wanted to do. And then also I hoped it would be a good example for kids that are looking up to me, or kids that are trying to go out there and reach their dreams, and kids that may have obstacles or adversity in their way, and how to overcome it and how to not let it knock you off course or discourage you, but stay encouraged that you know what, there's going to be a lot of people that tell you that you can and that you won't and that you're not good enough, but at the end of the day, hard work beats talent, with talent doesn't work as hard. And if you believe that, you can go out there and accomplish your dreams. And that's what I hope a lot of kids and families get out of it.
Will there be a part two for the next challenge?
I'm not sure. We'll have to talk about it. But I enjoyed this so much that there possibly could be one.